Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Babe, what is this?
Promise your eyes are closed?
They're closed, I swear.
Okay, now just one more step, okay? All right, open your eyes.
My husband's arms are wrapped around me, and I'm pressed against his warmth. Finally, his hands lower, and I open my eyes. As my vision adjusts, I realize I'm in the most luxurious hotel room I've ever seen. In real life, at least. Everything is dark glass and crisp white sheets. You're kidding! Oh, baby, look at this. You've got us a suite.
Well, it's not just any night. Renewing our vows is special. I just figured we should spend it somewhere worthy of the occasion.
But this room is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's champagne and strawberries.
Ta-da!
Baby, this must have cost a fortune.
Oh, don't worry about it. You deserve this. Let me spoil you.
I love you so much.
I love you more than ever.
He kisses me, slow and sweet. His mouth envelops mine, and I open to him. His tongue traces mine in delicious patterns, probing inwards, sliding over me. Finally, we break apart, breathing heavily, though his arms are still wrapped around my waist. His hands skim down my dress, and I shiver as he circles around my breasts. He trails up my breasts, lightly skimming over my nipples. But before he lingers too long, the blindfold around my neck is brought up to my eyes. What are you doing?
Just relax, baby. Come on.
I feel him slowly slip the straps of my dress off my shoulders. The dress falls in a heap at my ankles.
Ooh.
I shiver as I feel his fingers trail along my arms, then skim along the lace of my bra. I know my husband loves me in lingerie, so I was sure to get a matching set for our vow renewal.
Where did you get this, my love?
Well, it's like you said, it's a special occasion.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought I'd dress up for you.
Oh, I am a lucky man.
I smile, about to say something back. But I'm lost as he presses a gentle kiss to the top of my breast.
You are so sexy.
His kisses trail down my stomach, and I hear him crouch in front of me.
What should I do with you?
I smile at his words. Anything you want, baby.
Oh, is that right? Well.
The way he says it fills me with anticipation. Yes.
Okay.
Suddenly, he spins me around and presses on my upper back until my torso presses into the sheets. I'm bent over, ass up. I feel my husband's hands wrap around my wrists, pulling them together. Then something cold and metal touches my skin, securing my hands together. What are you doing?
Well, do you remember that Valentine's Day at the cabin? Well, I just thought we should take a little trip down memory lane.
Oh my. My husband parts my legs and I'm shaking in anticipation. My arse is still thrust in the air as I feel the head of my favourite vibrator trail up my inner thigh.
Now, what should I do with this? I wonder.
I feel the vibrations trail up my thigh, getting closer to my center. But every time he gets close, he backs off, torturing me. baby. Please, baby.
Oh, no, you have to be patient.
The vibrations rumble through me as he lightly presses it against my panties. Oh! He trails it up to my ass, then back down, teasing at my entrance.
Oh, should I see what's inside here?
I feel the vibrator increase in power. Please.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.